Today's Amud is Tainis Lamed Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Amud Aleph by the bottom, four lines up from the bottom. Lo yoichal basar v'lo yishte yayin. So the Mishnah had mentioned that on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Gemara explained Dafka by the Sudah HaMafsekes and Dafka in the second half of the day, so a person is not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Aval oichal hu basar maliach v'shayse yayin migitay. There are certain types of meat and wines that are mutter because they don't give much pleasure, and that's this meat that's very salted, basar maliach, and also yayin migito, which the Gemara will shortly explain what yayin migito is, but it means very fresh wine. So basar maliach ad kama, how long does it have to be salted for? That how long does it have to stay in the salt that we consider it to be basar maliach? Amr Rebchinna bar Kahana Mishmei de Shmuel Kozman Shehu, switch the gears, Kozman Shehu Kishlamim. As long as it's like a shlamim. Meaning, a shlamim is eaten for 2 days and a night, so the meat has to stay in salt for 2 days and a night, and then it's considered basar maliach. The yayin migita yad kamo, how much, how fresh does this wine have to be? And how hot off the press, so to speak, does it have to be until it's, and that it's still considered, yayin migitay? So, kozman shu taiseis, as long as it's still fermenting, so then that's considered yayin migitay, and that's mutter to eat. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, yayin taiseis, ein bay misham giloy. Another halacha of yayin taiseis is that there's no isra of giloy. Normally, if wine is left out overnight, so you're not allowed to drink it, you have to be concerned that maybe a snake put its venom into the wine. However, if it's yayin migitoy, so then Rashi explains that a nachash doesn't drink this wine, it runs away from it, and therefore there's no concern of giloy. V'kama tisisasei, shloisha yamim. And how long is it still considered yayin migitoy? How long after it's removed? It's for 3 days. That's how long it could still be considered yayin migitoy. Now, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Kach Hayim in Hagoy Shal Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yloi. Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yloi. Rabbi Yehuda had a minog that Erev Tisha B'Av Mevi'in Lai Pascha Reva. On Erev Tisha B'Av, they would bring him. He would eat some stale bread, b'melach with salt. V'yoyshev bein tanur l'kirayim, and he would sit in a very dirty, dark place of his house, mamish between the tanur and the kirayim. V'aichel, and he would eat his stale bread over there. V'shaisa aleha kitayin shalmayim, and he would drink a small amount of water. Udaime kimisha meisay muto lafanav, and he mamish had the appearance like someone that just died. That's what he looked like, even though it's an Avelis Yashana, every morning over the Beis HaMikdash, but he mamish looked like he had just lost someone. And Tanan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah, in Mesachas Pesachim, that Malkim Shenagu Lasis Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, Aisin. If you're in a place, of a person somewhere, where the minig is to go to work, is to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, so then it's mutter to do Malacha. However, Malkim Shenagu Shalai Lasis, if a person's in a place where the minig is not to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, the minig would come from the idea would be that it causes hesach hadas. We don't want a person to be mesiach das from the korban, from the avelus. So in a place that has such a minog, say ein oisin. So the person is not allowed to do malacha. And says the Mishnah that ubechol makoim tamid chachamim b'teilim. Everywhere, even in a place where technically the general minog is to go to work, but tamid chachamim are always b'teilim. They're always expected to feel the korban more, and therefore they're always supposed to be batal, and they're not allowed to go to work. Rashi ben Gamliel aimer la'ilam yase kol adam atzmei ketamid chacham. Everyone, it's not considered yuara, it's not considered gaiva. Everybody should consider himself a tamid chacham with regards to this halacha, and he should not go to work on Tisha B'Av. Tani Nami Yachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that this is talking about by a drought. So we mentioned there was the first fast that was not a fast on the Tzibur; it was just a fast for the Tamid Chachamim, for the Yechidim. And on that, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, La'olam yasa adam atzmei ketam chacham kadei shiyasana. And there also, Rav Gamliel said. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, rather, he said that every person, every individual, should consider himself a Talmud Chacham, and he should also join in the fast. That's for the Yechidim. Now, Tani Yidach, we learned in another Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Aimer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, Kol Aicha V'Sheisa B'Tisha B'Av, Kilu Aicha V'Sheisa B'Yom HaKippurim. That Tisha B'Av, even though it's Midrabanan, it's very, very Chamer, a person who eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is likened to someone who ate and drank on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Rabbi Kiva said, Kula Aisa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, anybody who goes to work and he does Malacha on Tisha B'Av, some say this means even in a place where the minig is to yes go to work, Afal Pikein, Einai Raya Simen Bracha L'Aylam, he's not going to get a Simen Bracha, he's not going to have any financial success from the work that he puts in on that day. Again, someone that's even in a place where the minig is that you're allowed to go to work, Afal Pikein, a person's not going to gain. It's Mutter, but he's not going to gain from it, he's Einai Raya Simen Bracha L'Aylam. The Chachamim say that Kol Aisa Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Ve'inei Mis'avel Yushalayim, a person who goes to work on Tisha B'Av and he distracts himself and he doesn't spend any time mourning over Yushalayim, he's Einei Yireya B'Simchasa, so he's not going to get to see in the Tzimcha but in the Geula Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Simchu Es Yushalayim V'Gilu B'Kol Ayaveha Sisu Ata Masais, everyone, you should be happy, those that love it they should rejoice. Who exactly should be the ones that are happy? Who's going to be happy? Kol HaMis'av all of those who had mourned for it. So you see, only those who are misabel and Yerushalayim are zeichet to be raya b'simchasa. Mikan Amru, from here they said, kula misabel al Yerushalayim zeichet v'raya b'simchasa. Anybody who's misabel on Yerushalayim, he'll be zeichet to see in its simcha. V'she'inli misabel al Yerushalayim, and the opposite is true as well. If a person is not misabel on Yerushalayim, so he's ain't raya b'simchasa, so that's the diak of the pasuk, because then he's not going to be zeichet to be raya b'simchasa. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa, similar to this idea, that kula aicha basar v'she'isa yayim b'tisha b'av, anybody who he eats meat and he drinks wine on Tisha B'Av, Alav Akasav Aimer, about him the Pasuk says, Vati Avonaisam Alatzmaisam, that his Avera is inscribed on their bones. Now Rashi points out that Avada, we're not talking about Tisha B'Av, because on Tisha B'Av, forget about meat and wine, a person's not allowed to eat or drink anything on Tisha B'Av. So Rashi explains that when it says over here, Kol Eichel Basar V'Shei Seyayin B'Tisha B'Av, it doesn't really mean Tisha B'Av, it means like the Suda Mafsekes, which is being eaten for the sake of Tisha B'Av. It's referring to the Suda Mafsekes. A person's not allowed to eat meat and drink wine, and it's very chamer. A person who does, about him, the Pasuk says, Vati Avonaisam Alatzmaisam. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kviyas Amita V'Lehoy D'Lei Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said that on Tisha B'Av, everybody should turn over their beds, just like an Avel does. An Avel turns over his bed, and he sleeps either on the turned over bed or on the floor. So too said Rabbi Yehuda, on Tisha B'Av, everyone should do the same thing. V'Lehoy D'Lei Chachamim, the Chachamim were not Maida. So we have a Braisa which elaborates on this Machlekes. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Amru Loi Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, L'dvarecha, according to you, that you say that the Zechi of Kviyas Amita on Tisha B'Av, Ubaris Umeini, what's going to be with the ladies who are expecting a nursing? It's going to be very difficult for them to turn over their beds and sleep on the floor. So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to the Chachamim, Ein Hachanami, Afani Le'amarti El Biyachol. I only say that those who are able to, so then they have a chiyuv of kfiyas amita. But Ein Hachanami, Uparei Simeinikais, they're unable to do kfiyas amita and sleep on the floor, so Ein Hachanami, they won't have to. Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa Mamish this exact point, that Maida Rabbi Yehuda L'Chachamim B'Sheinu Yachol, that Rabbi Yehuda is Maida to L'Chachamim by a person who's unable to sleep on the floor, so then he doesn't have to be kaifa the mita. Umaidim Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa also says that the Chachamim are Maida to Rabbi Yehuda B'Yachol, that if a person is able to be kaifa the mita, so then he has to. So it's very strange. So if Rabbi Yehuda, if there's no machlekes by a case of any yachol, and there's no machlekes by a case of yachol, so then my benayu, ask the Gemara, then what exactly is the machlekes? We know that there is a machlekes about kviyas amita between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If there's no machlekes when it's yachol, and there's no machlekes when it's any yachol, so what does that leave us? Says so the Gemara, yika benayu, shar mitos, the other beds in the house. Is there a chiv kviyas amita to turn over the beds in the guest room that no one's sleeping on? So kiditanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that kisha amru l'chapay samita, when they said by an avol that by avelus there's a chiv of kfiyas samita, so lo mitasay bilvadu kaifa. I believe nowadays the minhag is not to do it, but l'maisa that's the din of the gemara. So when they said to be kaifa the mita, lo mitasay bilvadu kaifa. So it's not only the avol, his own personal bed that he turns over, al kol amita is kula nu kaifa. He turns over all the beds in the house, and on that Rabbi Yehuda was saying that there's a chiv to do that on Tisha B'Av, at least b'yachol, and the chachamim were maida b'yachol that a person's own bed he has to turn over, but the Chachamim were not maida that there was a din kfiyas amita on the other beds in the house. That's the machlekes. Now, Amar Ravam, Rava said that Allah Maisa is that Hilchasa Katana Didan, Veloy Haiduli Chachamim Kol Iker. The Allah is like the Tana Didan, meaning our Mishnah, which wasn't Machalik between Yachl and any Yachl, the Stimus HaMishnah is Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda holds in all cases is a Chiv of Kriya Samita, and the Chachamim were Veloy Haiduli in all cases. But it doesn't matter if it's Yachl or any Yachl, in any event, the Chachamim say that there's no Chiv of Kriya Samita. Finally, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael kechamisha asar bi'av uviyam kippurim. That there was no bigger yamim tovim for Klal Yisrael than Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, that bishlama Yom Kippurim, I understand Yom Kippur, why Yom Kippur is such a big Yom Tif, mishum de'is be'slicho mechila, because it's a day of getting kapara, it's a day of getting forgiven, and it's Yom Shenitnu bo luchais achrayinis, it's the day that we got the second luchais. Fine, when Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet Ha'Egel, he went back up, he came down the second time, that was on Yom Kippur. So fine, that's very understandable why Yom Kippur is a big Yom Tif. El Tu B'Av Mayhi, what's so special about Tu B'Av? What happened on Tu B'Av that it's such a big Yom Tov? So the Gemara is going to give, I believe, six different terutzim. We'll now do the first three, Be'ez Hashem. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Et Yoyim Shehutru Shvatim Lavoi Zeh B'Zeh. What was so great about Tu B'Av is that it's the day that they were matir shvatim to intermarry with each other. Which means that at first, originally, the Klal Yisrael had thought, and they weren't necessarily crazy for thinking this, as we'll see soon, that a woman, a lady, who, let's say she doesn't have any brothers, so she's the only Yairish of her father, and so she's going to be the one to Yarish in her father's land. So such a lady, she's not allowed to marry into another Shevet. Because if she marries into another Shevet, so she's going to inherit her father's Yerusha. Let's say she's from Shevet Yehuda. And if she marries someone from Shevet Binyamin, so then the land from Shevet Yehuda is going to switch over to Binyamin because her husband's from Binyamin. And she's inheriting from her father. And in Klapei Shvatim, we go baser the father. So she's going to inherit from her father. And then it's going to go to a different Shevet. So they thought that one Shevet's not allowed to marry into a different Shevet. And there was such an Isser. At first, at least, when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, there was such an Isser. But they continued thinking that this was Asser. Until one Tu B'Av, when they darshan something, as we'll see soon, and they realized that no, it was only for that first generation that went into Eretz Yisrael, that's when this Isser applied. But later generations are allowed to intermarry. So says the Gemara, my darsh, what did they darshan that they realized that really it's mutter? They darshan the pasuk which says, Zeh adavar shetziva Hashem b'vnei tzavcha v'goymer. It says, Zeh adavar that Hashem commanded to the daughters of tzavcha, that's when it says the Isser, for a lady to marry into a different shevet. But they darshan from this pasuk that Zeh adavar is that davar zeh lo yehei noyeg ela b'dar zeh. That it's only going to be noyeg in this dar, and this first dar, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that's when the Shvatim weren't allowed to marry within each other. Perhaps because then it establishes each Shevet where their Shevet was located. But then later generations, they are allowed to marry within each other. And once they made that drasha, so that was cause for a big simcha. The second pshat says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman, what's so special about Tu B'Av? It's that it's the Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Lavoi Bekal. It's the day that Shevet Binyamin, that they allowed Shevet Binyamin to marry into the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's a very unfortunate story. It's referring to the story of Pilegesh Begiva. A man came with his Pilegesh and he spent the night in Binyamin. And the people, or certain, some people in Binyamin, they forced this Pilegesh out of the house. They violated her. And she didn't even get the chance to make it back to her house until she just collapsed and died. When the husband saw her, his Pilegesh the next morning, so he chopped her into pieces and he sent her throughout all of the rest of Klal Yisrael and told everyone, look at what Binyamin did. So they went to Binyamin, they said, hand over the criminals. Binyamin didn't want to hand them over, so they went to war against Binyamin, and eventually they made this shvua that they're not going to allow their children to marry into Binyamin. Says the Gemara Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'ish Yisrael nishba b'mitzvah." They made a shvua. Lamer saying that ish mimenu lo yitein bita leBinyamin leisha. That no man is going to give his daughter into Binyamin as a wife. They're not going to give the daughters to Binyamin. However, then one Tu B'Av they darshan, and now it's already going to be mutter. My darish, there was a shvua. How were they allowed to be matter marrying into Binyamin? What did they darshan? Amar Rav, they darshan like this. They darshan mimenu v'loy mibanenu. The lashon of the shvua was that ish mimenu lo yitein bita lebenyamin, and ish from amongst us, only that generation. But mibanenu, from our children, from the later generations, so then the shvua is no longer binding, and they're allowed to give their daughters into Binyamin once they made the strasha, so that was cause for tremendous simcha, and therefore Tu B'Av is a big yamtif. Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yechanan, a third psha, and what the Yom Tov of Tu B'Av is all about, is that it's Yom Shekalu by Meisei Midbar. It's the day when those who were nigzar on them, that they were going to die in the Midbar after the Chana Maraglim, so that's when they stopped dying, was on a Tu B'Av. And besides the fact that they stopped dying, it was also a big simcha, Da'amar Mar, because Mar said that Ad Shaloi Kalu Meisei Midbar, so long as the Meisei Midbar was still around, L'haya Dibur in Meisha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak with Meisha Rabbeinu, or even if he spoke with him, Rashi says, but it wasn't Peh Al Peh. Meisha Rabbeinu didn't have the big Yiluyim that he normally had. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, V'ahi Kasher Tamu Kol Anche HaMelcham Olamos V'Yidaber Hashem Eli. That was after the Meisei Midbar finished dying, so that's when Hashem spoke to me. So you see, it's only after they finished dying, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu had this dibur pe'al peh, that Eli haya a dibur, then to me I had this dibur that was pe'al peh. So since the Meisei Midbar, and since Moshe Rabbeinu got back this nevuah of pe'al peh on Tu B'Av, so that's the third reason, a third possible reason, why Tu B'Av is a big Yom Tov. Ezra Hashem will continue from here in the following share and discuss the last three reasons.